Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 2, Day 14, Awakened by His Voice. Let's read some verses from Psalm 119, verses 11, 16, 28, 37, 42, just a selection to soak you. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Thoughts for reflection. Giving God's word a central place in your life is like having an aggressive antiseptic in your house. It kills any infection before it can even start to grow. So take the words of God and let them become the backbone of your thinking and reactions. It is the perfect repellent for sin. You will find that as you give His word the right place, your life will also find its right position. So make a decision that reading, listening, studying time is this time you cannot afford to miss. Remember to cultivate this habit of listening for His voice. When you feel overwhelmed and negative thoughts begin to dominate your thinking, or when you feel exhausted and your mind begins to wander, remember, take these thoughts captive and rehearse His promises and walk out strong. This is your season for peace and a growing confidence. With your sense of self-worth regained, and now the next stage is a discovery to rebuild your ability to rest. Whereas silence was often the place that reminded you of loneliness and the isolation of your journey through pain, this series of meditations aims to cultivate an inner solidity where you will be marked with the beauty of God's peace. From this place, there will be a reawakening of dreams, a readiness to run the race of life again, trusting in the voice of your good shepherd. So silence all the taunting of the enemy that says, you'll never change. This is a new season. You will find new strength and peace. You will find that God is more than trustworthy. So just sit a while. Rest. Be thankful and enjoy the creativity of God and be healed. Let's pray. Focus for confession. Lord, I know I need to keep hiding your word in my heart. I know that if your word is not a regular part of my world, then I'll tend to stray back to my old thought patterns and sin. So keep me hungry for your word. Increase in me such a desire for your word. Train my hands to use your word as an instrument of battle. I do not want to neglect these times of being in the word. Keep me hungry. Thank you for this journey of peace and restoration. Amen.